AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. May 24th of next year is the trial date set for former President Donald Trump in Florida. He's accused of illegally retaining hundreds of classified documents. This is a compromise between a request from prosecutors to set the trial for this coming December and a request from defense lawyers to schedule it after the 2024 presidential election. Donald Trump's company and his former longtime lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, have settled the lawsuit over Cohen's claims he was unfairly stuck with big legal bills after getting entangled in investigations into the former president. Singer Tony Bennett has died. His long singing career was acknowledged late in life with Grammy Awards. At 88, Bennett broke his own record as the oldest living performer with the number one album on the Billboard chart for his duets project with Lady Gaga.
Cheek to cheek, and when we sing together, I say there's 60 years between us, but when we sing, there's no distance.
There was no specific cause of death announced, but Bennett had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease in 2016. Tony Bennett was 96. Police say the man who shot three police officers and a civilian in Fargo, North Dakota, killing one of the officers before an officer killed him, searched the internet for terms including explosive ammo and kill fast, as well as for what crowded area events might be happening. The United Nations says the impact of Russia's withdrawal from the Black Sea Grain Initiative is being felt. Barbara Woodward is Britain's permanent representative to the UN.
Russia's own food and grain exports are actually significantly increased. Again, the impact of Russia's war in Ukraine is being felt around the world, tragically.
Police say a 13-year-old girl kidnapped in Texas was rescued in Southern California when a passerby saw her hold up a Help Me sign in a parked car. The brother of retired NFL cornerback Aqib Talib pleaded guilty to murder in the 2022 shooting death of a coach at a youth football game in Texas. This is AP News. Protesters disrupted play at the British Open. An orange substance was thrown at the 17th hole.
Environmental activists briefly interrupted play at the Open by throwing the orange substance to the side of the 17th green at Royal Liverpool. American player Billy Horschel intervened and helped lead one of the protesters away. Police and security guards then quickly took action to keep the Just Stop Oil protesters from causing a bigger disruption during the second round. Play resumed not long after the protesters were removed. The other players at the 17th were Corey Connors and Alex Noren. They all made par on the hole. I'm Charles Deledesma.
American Brian Harman is in the clubhouse with a second-round lead at the Open. He has a six-shot lead. Dustin Johnson is among the players set to miss the cut. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, and John Daly are also set to miss the weekend. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.